horse or what?
You would say horse. He's a horse that can hardly talk.
Horse you can hardly
swallow. And one of the remedies for that, my grandfather's laughed and talked about this when he was growing up, to tie a dirty sock around your neck. I don't know why the dirty one. But then in later years, my mother has wrapped flannel claws around our throats, the same as she would put on our chest for tonsillitis, we learned to call it.
Speaking of these things, did you ever hear of asafoetida?
Oh, yes. Now, this
was
a... Well, they wore, in an era just before I came along, they wore it to school all winter, and, you know, tied on a string around your neck because it warded off diseases, of course, because nobody could get close enough to you to give you a disease. Yes, asafoetida bags to wear around their necks.
I don't know what the stuff was, but
It must have a tremendous smell, like I don't know what. Another one of the things that was very prevalent in the schools for years, and then even extended up during our time of going to school, was getting the 7-year itch. And this is something that would break out on your hands, and we were forbidden to ever use anybody's pencil or book or anything that they might have handled at school. We never got it, but my mother was very strict on her germs.
It was the only way, really, to avoid those things, because there's no, as you said,
there was no treatment for it once you had it. And so my mother was a stinker for keeping things sterile and not getting a germ.
Compare notes here. I'm really drifting away from what I should be doing, but I'm fascinated by your experience with asafoetida. Did you ever hear that's supposed to be good for nerves if you had a nervous child?
No.
I remember.
Maybe I should wear some.
One poor girl in my class had to come, and I don't think it was to ward off disease. I think it was she had to wear the thing because she was nervous.
I never heard that.
That's worse than shock therapy. And how about impetigo? Do you ever remember? Is that a 7-year itch, I wonder?
No, I don't know. I hadn't thought about that. Because a 7-year itch was something that, as I remember, it was on the hands, maybe in arms, but particularly around the fingers, because if we ever had something to come out on our hands, Mama just have a fit to it. You know, find out where it was. Like if you got in the poison ivy and Mama would be worried that you had to itch until she discovered that it was poison ivy.
When people died, what kind of term would they say? The full range, what would be the kindest, gentlest term? What would be a more direct term? What would be a kind of humorous expression?
Mr. Jones passed away last night. Or died. I really think we just usually used Mr. Jones died last night. And if someone died in the neighborhood, even if you did not know that person, I can remember if we were working in the fields, my father would say, well, Mr. So-and-so died, or somebody would come and deliver the message. And he said, well, let's go to the house. We would not be working with someone in the neighborhood who had just died. It was disrespectful.
Oh, I see.
And then, of course,